Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
So hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Awakened Conscious Conversations Podcast. So I'm out on the road, so you may hear a little bit of type in the background, but I think it just adds a little bit of the ambience to this November blustery day as we record today. And I have got some amazing guests lined up from next week. This week, I felt inclined to self-host again. As you know, dear listeners, if you regularly listen to the show, I have a mixture of both self-hosted and guested shows, and both of them I feel have great value to you as a listener. So what to talk about today, second last week of November, a time to go within for deep kind of healing and connection with oneself, a time to withdraw from the world a little bit, and find some inner peace and harmony before the festive celebrations get off on their way. And it can be so easy to lose ourselves in the journey of life, but to lose ourselves into a world that has been designed in a way that might not be compatible to you and how you're feeling today. And I'm here as a reminder to let you know that is okay. You thrive on your connection with other people and your individuality at the same time. If we were all meant to be the same, then we would all be the same. But in many ways, we are all humans, and there's that deep connection in that sense. But for our life paths, they may be very different from our neighbours. They may be very similar. Who knows? We've all got our own unique way to traverse through this world. And for the value for the podcast today, we're going to talk all about finding the peace within our heart when the rest of the world has got sirens going off. And that deep peace and that deep sense of knowing comes from being and just allowing yourself to be you, which isn't always an easy task when there's so much noise and distractions in the world. Maybe you distract yourself, maybe other people distract you, maybe you're in a job that you don't like, maybe you're in a job that you do love, but there's other aspects in your life which you wish you could change. Thing is, as a human, we are all works in progress, and everything isn't going to always be perfect in your life. It's not the way it's meant to be, I feel. However, we can change the way things are by knowing who we really are. And the only way to do that is to rise above what others may expect from us, what the world expects from us, what social media expects from us, what relatives expect from us, what our boss expects for us. It's not to say that we don't work and we don't treat others with kindness and respect. Well, that is equally as important. But I'm talking about your inner need, the needs of yourself as a human being, as an individual on this world, and how you can tap into those needs. So as you navigate through this world, it's so important to have lots of times where you can have just moments of deep introspection where you can be quiet and go within without being torn away by the needs and musts of the world. And there's always going to be things that we need to do, and it's impossible to not have anything to do ever. And as humans, we kind of shrivel up and kind of pass away really if we didn't have anything to do. But it's finding that balance between allowing, gaining, and guiding yourself in a way that feels in alignment to help you find those times to be peaceful, to be within, to have inner peace. So what, dear listener, does deep introspection mean to you? And how do you feel you can find moments to bring into your week ahead that will be in alignment to who you are and what you wish to achieve? And try and kind of untangle or kind of pick away the stitching of, oh, must be goal orientated, must be doing this. And take the words must and should out of your vocabulary for a bit. Instead, replace them with can and feel. And what feels right to you over this next week? And what tools are you going to use in your already toolbox to help you find those moments of introspection? And in that introspection, can you be present? That is the thing. Sometimes we can go into those moments and we kind of like wallow in this place. And before we all know it, our mind's kind of gone all over the place and we've come up with all these different scenarios that possibly won't happen. I remember I saw recently on Instagram, there was a lady being interviewed and she was in her 90s. And they asked her what is one of the things that she wished that she had known when she was young. And she said, stop worrying about everything. She said 90% of the things that you worry about probably won't come to happen. And if she could live a life again, she would have stopped worrying so much. And I found that of deep value and to share with you. So as you sit, stand, or walk through your week with your moments of introspection, of deep surrender into the present moment, instead of going down the path, the familiar path of worry, can you instead pause and go down the path of presence, of feeling, of being? And if you go down the path of worry, instead of thinking, oh no, I shouldn't have done this, I should have been this, that, and the other, bring it back in and just remember, just think, oh, I've gone down the path of worry. And to kind of tell yourself this, I've gone down the path of worry. Instead, I'm choosing to step away from that path of worry and go into a path of being, feeling. And in November, at least what part of the world I am in, the nights kind of get darker and the days get shorter. And if ever there was a sign from the universe that it is a time to have more downtime, then I feel it is. And perhaps you live in a continent where it's warm all the way through. If that is the case, I suggest the fall, the autumn time as your time to have that downtime and be more within yourself. How to help make others understand that's what you need. Thing is, people, we're all creatures of habit, and how we are around people, they get used to you being that certain way. And if you're trying to explain to relatives that don't understand what meditation is, or I just want a bit of time now to meditate, they might not necessarily get it to start with. It can provoke all kinds of things. They might not get it, so it might be just a bit of ignorance in that sense. Or sometimes people feel a bit unhappy when you start to change because it kind of reminds them that they need to change. And then if you're the one that's doing the change, and there's always a danger that you might develop a spiritual ego thinking, oh, I'm doing all these changes, I'm better than you, I can do this, you can't do that. Both of them are of no good. Instead, just be insistent that you have this time. There's always places that you can go off to. Even if you run a bath and then you're kind of meditating as you're waiting for the bath to run, that you can find quiet corners in a park, all these different places that you can do. And you just need to re-educate people that you're having 5 minutes and re-educate yourself. So that 5 minutes isn't about checking your text messages or looking at your emails. Instead, can you take those 5 minutes and have absolute silence. So don't check your phone for 5 minutes, all this stuff, and just be. And I'd be very interested to know, dear listeners, how you get on with that. If you've got any other tips for people to go within and be quiet during this fall, autumn time of year, then please share. I always like to build a sense of community, and by you sharing, it helps other people see the way as well. So I'm going to leave you on a final note before the meditation. And that is, if you say you don't have enough time for some introspection or to be quiet in some way, meditation, what is the things in your life that aren't of value that you can drop? So, example, maybe watching some TV show that really doesn't add any value to your life. It might make you anxious before bed and just think, actually, why am I watching this? Could you instead cut that down and do something really holistic before you go to sleep? Or if you one of these people that gets out of the bed the last minute and you're rushing, can you set your alarm 5 minutes earlier? And the body might not like it to start with. It's like, oh no, and there'll be resistance. But if you can just breathe and get up and just get on with it, I promise you, after a amount of time, you will get used to it. So here's to today's meditation inspired by today's show.
As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin.
A meditation with minimum instruction to help you find 5 minutes of introspection. So, as you continue to breathe in and out through the nose, the spine remains tall, the shoulders back and down. You feel so tall as you breathe with ease in and out. The breath does flow. The breath does grow into the moment, into that presence. The eyes are closed, so all you can see is darkness around. But in the darkness is your salvation, your gift, the jewel of the present moment. All I invite you to do now is just to breathe slowly, to be with the eyes closed, the thoughts that come and entice maybe to take you away. They're always going to be there every day. Instead, come back to the breath. Just come back to the breath. So you breathe. Perhaps a thought comes, but you just come back to the breath. You just come back to the breath again and again. So as you come back to the breath again, I'm going to be quiet for a bit. I ask you to continue with this process and we'll briefly speak at the other end.
Thank you.
And slowly now come back into the moment, come back into the room, calmly, deeply. And as always, I invite you, if you have the time, just to write a few lines in your journal of how that was for you. If you don't have time to do that, just go about your day. And as always, if you would like a personalized shamanic healing session or an online energy healing session, do check us out at shamanichealings.earth.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.